We continue on with the Best of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. Fans of the show, you can grab your Soccer Matters t-shirts. I see them around town. And hats, LamontBrands.com. LamontBrands.com. Wear your support of soccer and the show proudly. LamontBrands.com. All the proceeds go to the 501c charity Snowdrop Foundation to fight pediatric cancer. To those who have purchased the t-shirts and hats, thank you. And this is going to help us get more eyes and awareness on pediatric cancer. And for those going to purchase, well, thank you for the support. I love seeing people wearing them when I'm calling games at Shell Energy Stadium. Also, Hugh O'Connor's Pub on I-10 in the Marquee Entertainment Center, an amazing soccer watching and sports watching pub. Go in and say hi to Dave and Goose. Check out the amazing whiskey offerings, beer offerings in a real pub-type atmosphere. Hugh O'Connor's Pub, super clean, comfortable. The feel of being in Ireland with mouth-watering food like shepherd's pie, fish and chips, great burgers, bangers and mash. Hugh O'Connor's Pub, I-10 in the Marquee Entertainment Center. Our next guest, Philippe Senderos, had a brief spell here in Houston, but is most noted for a time period where he played for Arsenal from 2003 to 2010. He had 116 appearances there, 57 caps for Switzerland, played in World Cups, was recently the sporting director at Servette after ending his playing career. Here's my interview with Philippe Senderos. Philippe, thanks. Great to catch up with you again.
Hi, Glenn. Nice seeing you. Nice to catch up.
I'll tell you what, you've been a busy man. I've seen a lot of the things you've been doing post-playing career, and it's been really interesting to watch how serious you're taking football management and all the other things. You went back to your former club where you grew up as a youth, Servette, and you have been working as their sporting director in recent times. Just tell me a little bit about that move and why you made it. Obviously, it was your club growing up deep in your heart.
Yeah, though. So I had the opportunity to come back to my hometown club and contribute. I think that was really my goal, to come back and put a process in that will help the club in the long term and have a more of a sustainable approach, even though it's always difficult, even in Swiss football, to be sustainable, but to have at least an approach that, you know, we put processes in play that that will remain even after people are gone. So that was something, a way for me to give back to my former club, and it was a great opportunity to step into management.
Now, I know you had a lot of focus on player development, setting up a structure that could feed the first team. Maybe you can take us into that a little bit.
Yeah, so we have a very strong academy here in Geneva. I think the pool of players is there. We just had to create and facilitate a player pathway from the academy to the first team. And we managed to do that. We had some very good results in the youth, under 16, under 18, winning titles, cups over the last 3 years. And the last stage that really was missing was the under 21 level, which is our second team. They were playing at a very low level. So we had to bring that team up to bridge the gap between the 18, elite 18, and the first team, to be able to bring those players through. And we managed to do that with two promotions. The first team has been fed by multiple young players from the academy. The thing is, in Geneva, all the players from our academy are from Geneva. They're not from another city in Switzerland or anywhere else. So that's a particularity. Imagine creating a team with only Houstonians, even though Houston is very large and big. Geneva is not that big, but it's a particularity. And we created a real culture. We continued that of people from Geneva who want to make it to the first team. And I think we managed some parts at least.
Philippe Senderos, you remember him from his time here in Houston. You remember him for his time at Arsenal, now doing it post-playing career on the management side. You know, you struck on something very important there. How important is it for a club like Servette to use local resources, to bring back a former player, to make sure there's that connection that goes directly to youth soccer fields in the city?
It's hugely important. I think people need to relate to what's happening on the field, and when they see people from Geneva, people from their neighborhoods who are making it to the first team, they can relate to that. And especially if you know football is a vehicle of fantastic values, and we want to create this type of environment here in Geneva that people can relate to the same values that we have in our community on the fields. And this is something very important that was not from me, but obviously from our president and the board that really wanted to do that, and we managed to create some kind of atmosphere that generates this success. And success is not only on the field, but it's also in the community. We've seen the an increase in the people that came to the stadium, and that was really a good success.
You know, it's remarkable to see football players go back to the clubs that and like yourself here, trying to repay the opportunity that you had once had as a youngster and the help that people had given you growing up as a footballer. I never forget the time you came in studio here in Houston and you told the story of how you lived in an apartment and you could see the field, and that was a visual daily kind of goal for you to get on that field one day playing for that team. Speak to those kind of influences. We hear about player development and all the things that actually happen on the field, but there are other ways of influencing and making a young footballer dream, right?
Yeah, of course, there's different ways, but yeah, you need a spark. You need something that will create that fire in your belly that will want to get you up in the morning, go to training, and continue to progress. I think as a human being, you need to be curious and you need to want to do better every single day and better yourself. Obviously, you need that kind of environment to do that, and that's very, very important for us that we create that type of environment, that security that allows the player to develop and create a dream. I think you need that in the first team needs to do well. This is the locomotive of the club, and if the first team does well, the rest of the club will hopefully follow.
Philippe Senderos, 2003 to 2010, was at Arsenal, 116 appearances there, 57 caps for Switzerland. He came and played in Major League Soccer here in Houston. Remarkable career. All of a sudden now you're a sporting director at Servette in 2020. You're dealing with boards of directors. You're dealing with player contracts. You have COVID. This is a different kind of pressure, and it's not one where you can go out on a field and make a difference. How did you adjust to that? Because that's all of a sudden a very big change.
Definitely, that was very challenging for all of us. It was an unexpected situation that we had to deal with. I'm comfortable being uncomfortable, so that was really the most uncomfortable time
Wait a
for
second, wait a
everyone.
second. You're comfortable being uncomfortable. Explain that to me because I think there's something unique here.
It's not unique. I think I want to better myself, and I don't like to be in a comfortable seat that. Is everything is easy. I need to be challenged, and that time during COVID was definitely a very challenging time for everyone. Things were blowing out of proportion, and we had to deal with this as a football club. The first and most important was the security, the health of the player, of our academy and our first team. So we had to protect that and their families. And then the rest was trying to maintain a kind of a normality and continue playing football. We had tough times. We had to deal with that. We managed to do very, very good in that time, making sure that our players were safe and their families too. And also investing some money into improving our training ground, the facilities for our youth players. And that was an important step in the development.
Dealing with player contracts and the player side of it, I read in an article you said you have to kind of separate yourself from the players in a way. Speak to me about that a little bit because, you've spent a majority of your life in locker rooms with teammates, with football relationships. Maybe explain how that becomes a little bit different, maybe, and a little more isolated.
Well, I think when you're on the field and you're the one playing, you have a different perspective. Once you move into management, into the board, into a sporting director, you have a completely different perspective. I think the player, what I believed was the player was at the center of everything, and we needed to make the player happy. And in that process is to make sure that we're honest and clear with the objectives, the goals that we want to focus on for the seasons coming. And then playing with taking that distance and not be too friendly, because things need to be said when you're in a management position and you need to make some decisions. I obviously knew some of the players. I played with some of the players when I first joined, and I needed to take that separation, that distance that allowed me to make the right decision. As a sporting director, you look at it more of a mid longer term approach, looking at the clubs and the development of the club. As a coach, you look at it as a week in, week out. You know, every single week you need to win the next game. The sporting director needs to be there to support it, but needs to take a longer term approach. So in that regard, you know, it was important to have as most information as possible to make the right decisions.
Philippe Senderos joining us, former Arsenal, Switzerland, now getting into sporting director at Servette for a number of years now. FIFA club management courses. I've seen photos of you and you've been presenting and you've really been educating yourself on this. I mean, I'm really impressed how you just are going after all these other things. You're trying to educate yourself. I see pictures of you with other players like Cannavaro and Tim Cahill and others. Speak to me about this FIFA club management course that you've been involved in and what you're doing with that and where maybe this will take you in the future potentially.
Well, I can't just rest and believe that my career as a player was enough and my experience is enough. I need to further my education, and this is the opportunities that I have in front of me. At different stages, there might not have been as many, but now there are, and I need to continue bettering myself, making sure I get as much grades and much education as possible to be the best that I can be. This FIFA management diploma in club management, I did the first edition. So as soon as I heard of it, I applied, and I was able to get my diploma. I produced a final project, and in the second edition, they invited me to be a speaker and to present that project. It's a very very interesting part of the job, one that I need to continue because I need to be as best as I can, but also create an important network with other executives, and that's important in the development.
Philippe, what does the future hold for you? Do you want to get back into to the management side again? I mean, obviously you're continuing to study it and work on your craft. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, I want to continue in football, that's for sure. I don't really know which position at the moment. I'm fresh off working into football, into my hometown club. When you're in the job, it's like a washing machine, and you're really inside and you're turning. So now I'm out of it, and I'm trying to take a little bit of distance to analyze what has been the right things that I've done and the worst, the not as good things that I probably did, and the mistakes, and trying to fix that, and hopefully get some energy again and get back into another position. I'm not too sure yet which one, but options are there. It's just the time to choose the right one.
So I was very curious to ask you about your thoughts on the exciting season Arsenal's had. I know it's getting very nervy here at the end here with the loss to City, but maybe just speak about kind of the rebirth of Arsenal and what it means to you as a former star player for that club.
Oh, it's been incredible to see. You know, if you think of it, 3 years ago, it was a difficult situation. They stuck at it. They believed in what they were doing. There's been a lot of work done over the last couple of seasons. And this year has been fantastic to see how the team really started to believe and continue to believe and led from the front in the league. Now, unfortunately, they've lost the top, but they will play Champions League next year. I think it's a fantastic season for Arsenal, and they still have 5 6 games to go, which are going to be like finals and an incredible moment for Arsenal Football Club after many many years where it was tough to see the real Arsenal of what it was.
Mikel Arteta and his staff and all the people behind the scenes. I mean, it really is a remarkable turnaround, don't you think? In fact, in the way he's built this culture, a winning culture. I mean, the club's always had talented footballers, but it just seems to me there's a backbone, there's a culture there, there's a commitment amongst everybody in a bigger way, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I think you can see it also in the documentary, which they did, which was fantastic. And it showed really the day-to-day thing of how they go about and how Mikel Arteta communicates and transmits to his players that belief. But I think it's more of a club thing where the whole club was there to support him as well. Obviously, the players are the main part. Mikel Arteta is the exposed part of that, where he has to make the right calls and right decisions, but the club has been behind and structured and stable, and has been able to give that support to the manager. And it's great to see the belief around the place, the way the fans are loving the way the team is playing. It's fantastic to see.
Philippe Senderos joining us here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Philippe, is the game getting too commercial now? Or do you worry a little bit about the sanctity of football now because of how overly commercial it just seems to get by the day?
Look, I'm a romantic, so I believe the game is always going to be something that will prevail, and you have to believe in that. When you move to a more of a management position, you see the other side where it has to go hand in hand. In some leagues, there is less support in TV rights and broadcasting, so you have to create revenue for the club to be able to be competitive on the field. Sometimes the field, it creates itself, the revenue where you're able to sell players, and that's part of it. But I'm still a romantic in the way the game should be played. And if you do the things the right way, I believe success will come.
When you go back and reflect on your experience here in the US in a league that is a centralized league, doesn't have promotion and relegation, is it interesting to compare what goes on in the US and the way the US runs Major League Soccer and the way the game is played, for instance, in Switzerland at the top tier?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, promotion and relegation plays a big part into our football here in Europe. I think the MLS has this that you're stable for the next year. You need to continue improving, but you have the stability that you're not going to go to second division next year. So that creates a certain platform for clubs to develop other parts of their football club and focus on different things than the scare of promotion or relegation. I think this is it's a different model having that closed league. But if I speak about my personal experience in the MLS, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought the games are exciting. I thought the league is exciting. I thought it's getting better every day. Even though I left a few years back, I think the league is even much better today. More even, and it's an exciting time for American football,
And I
US
just
football.
want my listeners to understand one very generous thing Philippe did. At the time when he was in Houston, I was covering the World Cup, and Philippe was nice enough to allow me to sit down with him one day and talk about the Swiss national team, which I had a number of their games to call. Philippe, thank you so much for coming on. We would love to have you come back to Major League Soccer one day. So, don't count that out, coming back to the United States. It's wonderful catching up with you. Can we do it again down the road here and see where you are career-wise?
For sure. For sure. Excellent. And nice seeing you, Glenn. And thank you very much for having me.
All right. Welcome back to Soccer Matters, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, daspitlaw.com. Former Houston Dynamo, went over to Scotland, a man who has scored goals against both Celtic and Rangers for Aberdeen. He is the one and only Christian Ramirez. He joins us now. Christian, thank you very much for coming on. It's nice to catch up with you.
Yeah, nice to catch up with you again.
Yeah, always. You always have a smiling face. We're doing this via Zoom, and that's the one thing I've always liked about you. All right, real quick here, just a little bit of a debriefing on your time in Scotland and the experience.
No, it was a great learning experience for myself. Learning different culture, obviously a different style of soccer, football, but definitely enjoyed my time there. Learned a lot about myself for sure. Got closer with my family and loved learning and seeing the world for sure. So our daughters really enjoyed that. My wife enjoyed that, and we saw some beautiful places, played in some beautiful stadiums, and soaked it all in.
Scored some beautiful goals. Not many people can say in MLS they scored against Celtic and Rangers. Take me through both the goals.
I think the Rangers was at Ibrox, which was my first time playing there early on. I think it was like 5 or 6 minutes in, and we sort of shocked them, and then had a nice header off of a Ryan Hedges assist. Who's now over at Blackburn. And then a couple minutes later, actually Scott Brown scored against Rangers for us. So we were up 2-0 in that game. So that was a crazy game to be a part of. And then the Celtic one was got us right back into the game at Pittodrie. Was a set piece drawn up for myself, drawn up by Alan Russell. Was a cutback and hit it with my left foot, went in on Joe Hart. Thought I tied it a couple minutes later with another goal, but was called offsides. And then we did end up tying it with a Lewis Ferguson goal, but we came up short that game to a really good Celtic team that was led by Ange, who is now over at Tottenham. So I don't want to mispronounce his last name.
It's supposed to go glue or something, but
yeah,
that's definitely a very Greek name. By the way, not bad. Scoring against former Manchester City goalkeeper Joe Hart. All right, so let's talk Columbus Crew now. Boy, there's a lot of optimism around this team right now. There's a lot of new additions. Incredibly active transfer window. You got Diego Rossi from Fenerbahce. Julian Gressel's there now. Just talk about this addition of attacking talent here. You know, obviously Lucas Zelarayana's moved on, but does that inspire you a little bit as an attacking player, you know, some of the new possibilities that come with new players?
Yeah, I think it's trying to get everybody on the same page in the middle of the season, building off of the culture that the staff and the front office has built. And guys have bought in very quickly. And you've seen that in the style of play. We're starting to put longer stretches of games together, be more complete. And I think just going back and looking at this weekend against Toronto, we created so many chances and we weren't at our best at finishing them, but we managed to win the game 2-0, which a couple months back, we would have found a way to drop points in that game. So we've shown great growth. Guys like Julian and Diego, Rudy, Sheba all have came in and brought their own personality to it. And are starting to get into the system and find their moments to show their personalities. But for myself, Cucho, Diego, as attackers, we love the system. We love the freedom that we get to express ourselves. But I think we also show how selfless we are defensively, of how we lead the line and press and use those triggers to really be on the front foot.
Columbus Crew striker Christian Ramirez, you remember him from Houston. Talk about how what your role is. Kind of define your role to us, you know, playing near Cucho.
Yeah, I think I'm a guy who keeps Cucho level-headed. He's such a passionate forward who sometimes at times before would roam out of games because he wasn't getting involved. And I think when we're on the pitch together, he sort of senses that freedom to go find the game at times and be himself, especially now. We know that he's our driving force offensively, and he's given that freedom and that license, and I think he's shown really well. I think he's got 10 assists so far when nobody really expected, but you see he's able to express his game and show different parts of his game that maybe hasn't been seen or have been strength people call strengths of his. But he's really a good passer of the ball. He presses really well. He's learning more about himself and he's being challenged. But for myself, I'm just being a veteran leader on here, scoring goals. And when I'm not scoring goals, I'm doing other little things, assisting or leading the front line in the press, sacrificing myself defensively to help guys and lead by example. And I think guys have come to see that of me, and it trickles down when guys like myself, Darlington, Rudy, Steven, Kevin, Julian now, Evan Bush, lead in that way. The young guys sort of follow. So it's been a good adaptation for myself.
Christian Ramirez, Columbus Crew, you know him from the Houston Dynamo. He scored goals here in Houston. They are in action tomorrow night right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll have the call of this. We really appreciate Christian coming on. You know, coming back from Scotland, if there was one takeaway that you added to your game from Scotland, what would that be?
I think the mental side. I really grew mentally in my time. The first, I would say, 8-9 months was fantastic. And then went through a bit of the club was going through a bit of a change, and both in managers and a lot of moving pieces, a lot of people going in and out. And wasn't a part of the plans for the next 6 months. So for me, for 6 months was really trying to get stronger mentally, be ready for when my name was called, and that became a challenge. But I became better for it, and I think I've shown that now. I'm reaping the benefits of that.
Do people miss that, Christian? The fact that, you know, you could be secured a starting spot, you're playing well, all of a sudden a new manager comes in, there's new ideas, and now all of a sudden you don't fit his plan. I mean, I think people sometimes forget that a managerial change can lead to a lot of different things for players.
Yeah, no, it's a side of the game that is relevant. But what I learned is just control what you can control, and everything will take care of itself. And I just stayed ready for when my name was called. And I think I handled myself in a very professional way. And when it's all said and done, I loved my time there. I loved the club. Still speak to so many of those guys, and that's what you take from this game. Had a great connection with the city for 99% of it. There's always going to be 1% that maybe doesn't agree with everything. So I'm grateful for that. My family is, and I still watch, and I'm wishing them well this Thursday in the second leg of their Europa League qualifier. So hopefully they make it through.
Healthy pressure. How much more pressure was there in Scotland in comparison to Major League Soccer, if any?
No, I think it's very, there's obviously differences. It was good to see that side of it. I'm definitely enjoying being back, and I'm living in the present.
Examine the Houston Dynamo since you left. There's been a whole lot of change here, both on the competitive side, the roster. From your viewpoint, having been here, what does it look like to you?
Lots of changes, like you said, top to bottom. The heart and soul of that team is Hector Herrera. Ben Olsen's really driving them passionately with how he coaches. Alex Calder has them physically ready. It's a great team, really dynamic. They have their way of playing, and they use the home field to their advantage for sure, especially with the weather, something that I think we didn't use during my time very well. So yeah, we're ready for that challenge and excited to come back and see some old faces, the very few that are left. but it's gonna be a tough challenge, and we're excited for it.
Your road performances this year, maybe give us a little synopsis of them in your mind.
Moments of growth, and moments that haven't led to full points, given up late goals. And something that we've worked on over this league's cup break. So hopefully we continue to show those growths.
Wilfried Nancy, take us into him a little bit. Interesting coach, has obviously got you guys clicking.
Passionate. A player's coach gives you the freedom, gives you the structure, and puts you in positions to be successful, and gives you a lot of trust. So he's someone who I really enjoy playing for. I've learned a lot and seen the game a little bit different, of how he tactically changes and adapts throughout the game. He's really, really tactically aware and of what teams are doing, and puts you in a position to be really successful. And it's all you can ask as a player.
Last one before we let you go. We're talking to Christian Ramirez, striker for the Columbus Crew, former Houston Dynamo, played over in the Scottish Premier League as well, scoring goals against Celtic and Rangers. Christian, you know, knowing both sides of it in the Houston weather, not that it isn't hot in other parts of the country, but how much does it alter your tactics coming into this environment, if at all, as the Columbus Crew? You know, because, look, you know, we talk about the pressing game and all. It's not humanly possible to do it for 90 minutes in this type of climate.
You just have to be really good on the day. Mentally, you're going to hit a wall at some point. Your legs feel like they're running in sand at times. And those are the moments where you have to be mentally strong to make the right decision, keep the ball at the right times and take care of it, and control the tempo of the game. Because if it turns into an open game, I think Houston uses that as their advantage for sure. And teams sort of drown in that heat. So you have to limit those moments and be really good on the ball on the day.
Christian, thank you very much. I know you got to get going. Appreciate it. We really appreciate it. You. It's wonderful catching up with you, seeing your smile. Congratulations on the boy that's going to be adding to your family. And as always, I appreciate your time very much.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All right, you got it. That's Christian Ramirez, Columbus Crew striker. All right, let's take a break now, and then we will continue on with the best of version of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Quick word here for LamontBrands.com. Get down there. It's Jerry and Mel Lamont. All your printing needs, that's the place to go. Now, LamontBrands.com, also where you can get our Soccer Matters t-shirts, our trucker hat. All the proceeds go to the 501c charity, the Snowdrop Foundation, to fight pediatric cancer. And our great friends at Cactus Music, Wynn Bishop and company over there, the best in vinyl, CDs, the best in rock t-shirts, you name it, they have it. It's like going into a museum. It is Cactus Music. Let's take a break. We got more to come here. It's Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. All right, final segment of the show tonight. As everybody saw today, Hector Herrera named to the best 11. I think we all kind of figured that was going to happen. The transformation, the influence that he has had on the Houston Dynamo club culture, the club, both on and off the field, has been exceptional, to go along with everything from the general manager, Pat Onstad, the owner, Ted Siegel, and the entire staff working behind the scenes. But Herrera has been a pure joy to watch here in Houston. He's a superstar in any sport, whether it's the NFL, MLB, or NBA. Best kept secret in Houston, maybe Hector Herrera. Anyway, wanted to re-air the interview from last week. Here's Hector. Interview with Hector Herrera, brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Hector, I sense that you're really enjoying this season in Major League Soccer. You seem to be playing with a joy. Is that true?
Yeah, es no te creas que estás disfrutando mucho de esta temporada, que estás jugando con una alegría distinta. ¿Es verdad esto?
Sí. Estoy muy contento por lo que estoy viviendo, por el momento que está pasando el equipo y disfrutando mucho de mis compañeros de la ciudad. Me siento más adaptado y eso creo que es la alegría que se está notando dentro de la cancha también.
Absolutely, Ben. I think you can tell just how overall I'm enjoying the environment around the group, the way we're playing, how the results were also coming along the way. I think this year it's definitely noticeable just with the more than the results on the field, but also just the environment around the group itself.
Is part of this because of the freedom you have within the system of the Houston Dynamo?
Sí, obviamente que también tiene mucho que ver, ¿no? Pero bueno, yo creo que es más la alegría que tengo fuera de la cancha, como el disfrutar de los compañeros, de la calidad que hay aquí. Entonces hace que yo tenga también más libertad y más alegría al jugar.
That has a lot to do with it, Glenn. I think it's more so the joy I have off the field with this group. I enjoy the time I have with my teammates, and I think that really resonates on the field when you see us step on across the line here once the whistle blows.
You've played at so many big clubs, Hector. You know, let's start Pachuca, Porto, on to Atletico Madrid, the Mexican national team. Would you say this is the most freedom as a footballer you've ever had when it comes to that role?
Que si en ese perfil o en la posición que juegas, si esa temporada es pues uno donde saco tanta libertad que tienes de jugar como gustas.
Creo que la felicidad de jugar, de disfrutar tanto del juego, nunca la había tenido como la tengo ahora, ¿no? Es verdad que en el Pachuca, en el Porto, en el Atlético, en la selección, he tenido momentos muy buenos en el cual disfrutaba mucho y estaba muy bien, pero no tenía esa experiencia o esa madurez de ver el juego de otra manera o disfrutar de otra manera como la tengo ahora o siento que la tengo ahora, ¿no? Siempre he dicho que me hubiese encantado poder disfrutar en otros equipos el jugar como lo estoy haciendo aquí en Houston.
The joy of playing and the joy of just kind of being on the field is at an all-time high, Glenn. I mean, sure, I've had great times and memorable moments with Pachuca, Porto, Atletico, national team as well, but there's just a different way of enjoying the way we're playing and kind of the experience that kind of comes with it. So I think I've mentioned it before that this is definitely a new experience for me in terms of just being able to fully enjoy my time on the field.
Well, Hector, it's truly been a joy for all of us to watch you play the game. I can assure you that. When you pull wide in the games for a little while, is that to test the other team tactically?
Es como juegas, es ir más por la banda, que si es una manera de ver qué es lo que el otro equipo rival está haciendo tácticamente.
Cuando juego por la banda. Oh, porque a veces durante el juego creo que voy leyendo o viendo de qué manera ellos están defendiendo y creo que muchas veces atraigo mucha presión sobre uno o dos jugadores sobre mí y creo que haciendo movimientos fuera de lo normal voy a generar más espacios para que mis compañeros puedan a aprovecharlos, ¿no? Y creo que muchas veces resulta, ¿no?
Then in terms of just the game itself, when I read the game and I find opportunities to kind of go wide, it kind of lets me see how teams defend, and that attracts pressure. That, I mean, I have one or two guys coming on me trying to win the ball. So these movements, these non-traditional, I guess, kind of approach definitely helps create space for my teammates, and that's what I wanted to exploit.
Can you speak to the relationship with Artur on the field and what a wonderful combination you two have formed and what he allows you maybe to do?
Hablando de Artur, pues cómo va esa relación, cómo se han desarrollado como jugadores y tus amigos, que pues ayuda en lo que hacen dentro de la cancha.
Más allá de ser mi compañero ahí en el medio campo, creo que fuera tenemos una muy, muy buena relación que está creciendo cada día más, ¿no? Somos muy buenos amigos, creemos y pensamos muchas cosas igual, Y creo que eso facilita después dentro de la cancha el hablarnos, el asociarnos y el poder ayudar al equipo, ¿no? Creo que se ha convertido en un jugador muy importante para el equipo, para mí, para darme esa libertad que tal vez el equipo me deja hacer y yo puedo aprovecharlo también.
More than just being my teammate, he's a good friend. I think our relationship is just still developing. I mean, it's still growing, just given that this is the first year that we're getting to know each other. And I think we see the world in a very similar way. I think you see that how it translates on the field as well. He's a very important player for the group, for myself too, to kind of give me that freedom to find ways to break down defenses, to kind of find, a way to kind of get the final ball into the attacking third.
Hector Herrera joining us here, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. Hector, some thoughts on Sporting Kansas City and the challenges they will pose in a single elimination game.
Espero de rivales este fin de semana un equipo, pues, o un partido donde es de vida o muerte contra Sporting Kansas City.
Ah, es un equipo que está pasando un buen momento, que ha hecho una gran eliminatoria con San Luis. Nada, va a exigir que estemos a nuestro mejor nivel para poder seguir en la competición, ¿no? Un jugador que. Un equipo que juega muy bien a la pelota, que sale bien al contragolpe, que tiene jugadores individualmente buenos y bueno, hay que estar preparados para el día domingo, estar en el mejor nivel porque el partido lo va a necesitar.
The team is really one of the most informed teams of the league right now. I mean, they just also upset St. Louis, the top seed here in the Western Conference. And we have to be at our best to advance to the conference final. I think this is a team that can attack in two different ways. They're gonna want the ball, but they could also hurt you on the counterattack. So we'll definitely have to be at our best to, whether it's weathering the storm or propose a game here on Sunday here at Schiller Racine.
Hector, you've been in so many big games, big moments, World Cups. I mean, it goes on and on. It's a remarkable career from someone looking on the outside. It's a remarkable career. At this stage now, what is your biggest motivation as a footballer?
Pues, mirando todo lo que ha logrado, que es lo que motiva hoy en día como un futbolista.
El jugar, creo que es el sueño que yo siempre tuve de chiquito, jugar al fútbol y hoy en día que lo hago profesionalmente, sigo soñando con eso, ¿no? Sigo despertándome todas las mañanas con ganas de venir aquí a entrenar. Estar con mis compañeros y poder entrar a la cancha y darlo todo, ¿no? Como cuando era chiquito. Yo creo que eso es lo que a mí me sigue motivando, ¿no? Y como equipo creo que pues el ganar la MLS Cup, creo que eso es la gran motivación que tenemos ahora mismo.
Easily, or just to put it kind of bluntly, but it's just to play. I want to play. This was the dream that I had as a kid to play professionally. Now that I'm at this level as an adult and as a professional, I mean, I still look forward to coming to training and kind of getting to know my teammates and kind of going through the day-to-day. It's definitely just I still dream about important games and kind of these scenarios that we're in right now. This was my goal when I got here, getting Houston back to a level where they're playing in important matches, these do or die scenarios. So that's what motivates me. And when we look at what motivates the team, I mean, we want to win. When we look at what our goals are, we want to win in the last cup.
Hector Herrera joining us here, and we really appreciate this. As far as I'm concerned, watching you this closely this year, to me, there's no player in Major League Soccer that made as big an impact on one particular franchise as you did. I mean, I've made that very clear just from the outside, if that means anything to anybody. But when you think about this team and you think about the future, and then when you first got here, you had to become the leader of this team. I don't think there's any question. We expected Hector Herrera to be the leader. Was it difficult to become the leader of this group?
Y cuando uno se fija en lo que ocurrió el año pasado, pues uno supo que usted iba a jugar un papel importante como líder del grupo. ¿Fue trabajoso jugar ese papel tan rápido tras llegar a cada ciudad y al equipo?
No, 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 porque yo nunca vine pensando que yo tenía que ser el líder de este equipo, ¿no? Creo que esa es mi forma de ser, ¿no? No, no me puse ese papel encima de mí para sacar el equipo, ¿no? Creo que es una forma mía de ser en el día a día y en el trabajo, ¿no? Obviamente que va acompañado de la llegada de nuevos entrenadores, de nuevos jugadores que han venido cada uno a aportar su granito de arena para que esto vaya mejor, ¿no? Yo siempre lo he dicho que el gran éxito de nosotros que hemos tenido esta temporada ha sido la unión, la alegría que hay dentro del grupo. Creo que eso es algo, una pieza fundamental, ¿no? Si no hubiéramos formado ese gran grupo, hubiese sido difícil todo lo que estamos consiguiendo hasta el día de hoy, ¿no? Sabíamos que iba a ser muy difícil conseguir cosas y poner a este equipo a competir, pero bueno, lo hemos logrado hasta el día de hoy, pero queremos seguir logrando cosas importantes con el club hasta quedar en la historia de esta institución.
Glenn, when I arrived, I mean, overall, I didn't think that I wasn't going to be, I didn't come with that thought, right? I am who I am. I wasn't necessarily seeking a label. I think when you kind of look at the day-to-day, I mean, I'm always going to be there to push my teammates. And now with the new coaching staff, certain things have changed, and we're all working towards the same goal. When I kind of look at kind of what the results are, I mean, our success is due to the unity of the group and the harmony you see day-to-day. And without that, I mean, label or not, whoever the leader is, we wouldn't be where we are. It comes down to the group, and it hasn't been easy. But, you know, we're definitely looking at the results as far as a group and kind of how we got to this point. And it's kind of been able, you've been able to see that here on the field. And the one thing I can say is that we're not done. We definitely want more. And I hope that fans can see that and will see that here on Sunday when we show up on the field.
He's Hector Herrera joining us here, brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Hector, is your desire still to play with Mexico?
Sí, todavía tiene deseos de jugar con la selección.
Sí, yo creo que el mayor sueño de todo jugador, de todo niño, es jugar para su país, para su selección, y bueno, eso creo que nunca lo voy a perder y siempre va a estar presente, ¿no? Esperemos poder seguir haciendo las cosas y en algún momento poder volver a la selección si el entrenador cree que puedo ayudarle y puedo ayudar al equipo, ¿no? Si no, me tocará apoyar como buen mexicano y desearle siempre el mejor de los éxitos, ¿no?
Yes, everyone wants to play for the national team. I mean, I'll never lose that want, that desire to put on that jersey. So I'll do my part to maintain a high level. But ultimately, it's up to the coach to decide if I make the cut. If I don't, I mean, I'll still be there to support them, you know, through thick and thin, through whatever tournament or match that they're playing in. But I'm definitely doing my part to maintain a high level and be considered for a return to the national team.
Final question, Hector. And again, we thank you very much for your time here. This is exceptional. We've seen you out in the community doing so many things for the club. So we thank you for that as well. You have a beautiful family, and I see you celebrate with them during the games. Are they a prime source of motivation?
Que sea una familia linda, que le has visto disfrutar y celebrar con ellos después de los partidos, ¿qué tanto te motiva ellos en tu día a día?
Muchas gracias. Ellos son el motor, la razón de mi existir. Yo siempre lo he dicho que por ellos me levanto todos los días y salgo siempre a dar lo mejor de mí. Y juego con muchas ganas porque ellos me vean bien, me dan disfrutar y que con las victorias ellos puedan ser felices, ¿no? Son la parte más importante de mi vida, que no cambiaría por nada del mundo.
Then they're my motor. They're my reason for being. I do what I do is so that, you know, they can also take part in this journey. You know, I give it my all. They see that. I want them to enjoy this experience as well, whether it's after a good day at training, after a good match. They also see the other side of it. So they are the most important part of my life because they're there for everything, for the highs and the lows. But I definitely look forward to sharing many, many more memorable moments with them here shortly.
Hector, thank you very much for your time and best of luck against Sporting Kansas City. Keep up the great work.
De nada, muchas gracias. Un abrazo.
Buen día. Thank you for tuning in to Soccer Matters Tonight on ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. From me, Glenn Davis, to you, the passionate soccer fan, a huge thank you over the years for the support of this show. Thank you this year to our great passionate producers, Andrew Carlson, an unabashed Arsenal fan, BMAC, Brian McDonald, and our current producer, lover of Barcelona, Guillermo Lasso Romero. These three gentlemen made it happen and make it happen. Podcast at your favorite spots include Spotify, Google, Apple, and of course, ESPN975.com. Hit us up on YouTube, Soccer Matters. That's our channel. You can get all the interviews, all the shows there, and follow me on X, Facebook, at Glenn Davis Sock, at Soccer Matters GD, or head over to learn more about the host of this show at glenndavissoccer.com. On behalf of the Daspit Law Firm, our passionate presenting sponsor, I'm Glenn Davis. Thank you for tuning in, and remember, soccer matters.